This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The first thing you notice about blues musician Roy Rogers isn't his slide guitar, it's his name.
I was named after the cowboy, as the story goes. My parents thought it would be very cute.
Have you forgiven them?
Not really.
Rogers has focused on slide guitar playing, a style favored by relatively few musicians since the 1930s. He stopped by to play some blues and talk about his new instrumental CD, Slideways. He says he started playing guitar at age 12, working in small bands almost from the beginning. And then everything changed when he heard a record by a man considered one of the most influential bluesmen of the last century.
Robert Johnson in particular, for sure. My older brother Bill brought home the Robert Johnson record, King of the Delta Blues Singers, and that was it. I mean, I heard the slide guitar. You know, one of the most expressive ways to play, in my opinion, is to play slide guitar. You're just the whole evocative feeling of the human voice. You can get all those nuances. So that really struck me when I first heard it. Still does.
You know, as we go along here, you're just welcome to jump in there and demonstrate at any moment.
Oh, well, I certainly could.
And you use it on the pinky finger.
I do, yes.
The slide, that is.
Yes.
And then you fret with the others when you choose.
That's right. Some people put the slide on the third finger. For me, it was always on the little finger, on the pinky, because you can do a lot of fretting with three fingers. So I found it very confining to try to do slide on to wear the slide on the third finger. So plus my style, I'm moving around a lot. I mean, I'm going kind of like a saxophonist, if you will. So if I was going to do a line, say like a, I mean, I can do that easier on my little finger than I can on my third finger. Like that.
You know, we need a slow-mo here.
I could try to do it for you a little slower.
You go at your pace. We'll just keep up somehow.
I'm sorry.
We'll
I did my best. I did my best.
Have you done an instrumental album in the past, or is this the first?
This is the first all-instrumental record. I've always included instrumental songs on recordings, but this is the first all-instrumental recording that I've ever done.
I like how at the beginning and the end, there's the plugging in and the sound of the plug being pulled from the end.
I kind of like that, too. Well, hopefully, you know, you're starting, and when you're done, so you pull the plug out, so there you go.
Well, the first cut just gets you right into it. It's called Avalanche, and as you say, it sweats from beginning to end.
That's one of those numbers that's, you know, from the very beginning, you know, it's like full tilt all the way. And, you know, that kind of a groove, especially for me, I'm a very rhythmic player. I respond to the rhythm in just real important ways as far as approaching what melodically you're going to do, how you're going to improvise. And if that rhythm is blazing, you know, that's when you're feeling fine to take it wherever it goes. And it was a great way to start the record, and it's a groove that I've played in the band for many years, so it was a comfort zone.
Swamp Dream is all acoustic.
All acoustic. All acoustic. I could play that for you if you wanted.
Sure. Thank you. Well, I can attest that there was only one guitar there.
That's true. Well, you're right across from me, so...
I think listeners might have imagined an ensemble there, but only one. Talking Walls, how many guitars were on that?
I don't remember, actually. At least four or five.
And that's where you're doing a harmony with yourself.
That's right.
Is that acoustic and electric?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Again, talking about layers of sound, and really, it's you know, it's like a painting. I mean, you're trying to present a sound landscape there, and certainly with a song by the name of Talking Walls, it's got to have some depth of field, I suppose, as far as texture for me. And so I tried to go for that, and whatever sounds good to your ear. And of course, Norton Buffalo was playing some harmonica there. It really gave it some. Some mysterioso there. So
you had a solo acoustic earlier, and you close with a solo electric, and it sounds like you're just seeing what you can do with that instrument.
Yeah, the last tune for the children is really the epilogue, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's really a good way to finish the record. I mean, hopefully we've taken people on a trek through slide guitar and ending with a solo statement that's kind of like sanctuary. I don't know. Feels like church. I could play a little bit for you. Go on.
Yeah.
Okay, for the children.
Guitarist Roy Rogers. His new album on the Evidence label is called Slideways.
What do you say, Roy?
You start us off, I'll join you.
As he was leaving the studio, Rogers ran into an old friend, piano player Chuck Lavelle, which led to an impromptu jam. You'll hear more from Chuck Lavelle tomorrow. The complete interview with Roy Rogers is at npr.org.